shall we begin?
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, so I guess we're just going here. Good game by the tight ends yesterday, which is appropriate because guess where we are? Tight ends.
Hey, now.
See what I did there? Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
We already did that part.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know what the hell happened there.
That's all right.
Show's going, though.
It's going.
That's all that matters.
What is going on, my man?
Not much.
Happy Monday. It is, there's moisture in the air, we would say.
Indeed.
It is slightly damp outside. But that's not going to stop us.
No. And okay? it shouldn't stop you from coming and joining us out
That's
here.
That's right.
The tight ends in Webster.
And I got to say, these poor women that work here, I mean, not to be fair, I walked from my truck to the door and I got soaked. But they keep the AC cranking in this place. It is a cold building. And these women, God bless them, are wearing bras and panties. I mean, that's... I don't know how they manage. I mean, they are troopers. God bless them for doing their service for all us gentlemen out here. But it is a tough job, I would imagine, sitting in here. And the AC is at like 40.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because you're soaking wet. Because the same thing happened to me. I actually got here at 2:45 and waited in my car for it to stop. And finally, it's like, okay, I got to make a run. And probably wouldn't have got completely soaked if I hadn't just run past where the door is and then had to turn around. But, hey, come on out here because why get on the road right now? You need to come out here and check everything out. They got $6.99 burger and fries, which I'm going to be eating on the next break.
Oh, well, I'll recommend this. Get in here and wait for the access roads to drain.
That's a good plan.
If you have an airboat... it's an easy day to get here.
Yeah. I think it's okay, though.
Did you drive the truck or the Camaro?
No, I didn't even know it was going to rain, man. I get in the Camaro and I get down here, and I'm kind of coming in the back way, and it's already starting to flood, and I'm like, oh, man, this is...
You dummy.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't know.
What a dummy.
I mean, I guess I should have to... I have to check the damn forecast every day now,
just
huh?
So.
Oh, well. So, busy weekend.
Yes, indeed. Your Texans... Move to 2-1. I'll be honest. That's the first game that I've really watched them and gone, man, that's a nice solid win. I mean, there's definitely some problems still. Like it's like they to figure out pass blocking, they had to just forget how to run block.
Yeah,
and forget how to run the football. Period. I mean, you got offensive linemen like laying on the ground after every run play. That's not how it's supposed to work. But either way. They get a win on the road against a pretty good quarterback, and it's
which never happens.
It doesn't happen. So, but doesn't it seem like every Chargers game ends the same way?
Yeah. Well, every Texans game ends the same way. What else did we expect?
But for the Chargers, they always lose. Like Rivers gets the ball with like 90 seconds left and 80 yards to go and no timeouts.
Converts two fourth downs,
and then at the very end. Doesn't get it done. That's kind of the Phillip Rivers way.
You know what, though? I can't put it all on him. I mean, Benjamin drops that ball that they were giving Gibson credit for a great defense, but if he catches that, they're inside the five. Of course, they probably would have choked then some other way. You're right. That's kind of what they do. He probably would have thrown a pick in the end zone. But overall, I'm more encouraged by this performance from the Texans than I have been for a while because I see a lot of room for improvement. I see some things they did better. You see some things that can be fixed. One of them probably needs to be Jonathan Joseph, who
Fred,
I think it may be time to...
How dare you?
Maybe time
Maybe
to,
you didn't see that he's sixth on the all-time list of pass defenses.
I saw you tweet that. What passes did he defense in that game?
I don't know.
What did I miss? I remember the one that he almost intercepted.
I think he fell down once and...
maybe the ball hit him?
Keenan Allen tripped over him or something. Oh. They call that defending a pass.
But the defensive line dominated... the Chargers offensive line, which they should because the Chargers offensive line is pretty beat up. And, I mean, J.J. Watt, that's what he does against bad defensive lines. He comes out and he makes plays. And Whitney Merciless is D.J. Reader. I mean, all those guys played great, and that put pressure on Rivers, and the secondary, I mean, I think was pretty – you're going to get beat. It's – cornerbacks get beat. The best cornerbacks get beat. You just have to win a few of those.
Right.
And Jonathan Joseph didn't win any until that one play. And that's – I don't think the rest of the guys played that poorly. I think when they put Johnson on Allen that helped. I mean, he got beat a couple times,
yeah,
but he was on
Johnson,
him.
He got worked a little bit too.
But at least he also made some plays. And again, you're going to –
let's face it, Keenan Allen is really, really good.
Well, yeah, and you're going to beat – you're going to get beat as a cornerback. There's not a single cornerback on the planet that has 100%. And for a rookie, you know, if you go 50-50 against a guy like that, that's pretty good. So, yeah, so I think the real issue was they did the same thing the Saints did in the opener when the Saints just said, we're picking on Aaron Colvin until something happens, and nothing ever did. Chargers did the same thing with Jonathan Joseph. Just, we're going to pick on this guy, and you know, at some point, I don't know if you adjust the way he plays. I don't know if he can still play at this stage, but I may be the only one who, when he limped off the field and they brought in Philip Gaines, I'm like, oh, good.
Oh, wow.
It can't be any worse. It can't be any worse. But, I mean, there were a lot of positives. There were a few things that I think they need to clean up, but I think they can. I still think Deshaun Watson needs to be a little more careful with the ball. I mean, the first fumble was just dumb. That was just a dumb football play. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. And the interception that got overturned by offsetting penalties, I'm still waiting to see that face mask. You can't make that throw in the fourth quarter.
No. And that just, I mean, obviously he was under serious, serious pressure. And, you know, it worked out.
Yeah, it did.
But, yeah, that's not exactly ideal. And that wasn't the only time he did something like that. That was just the one time that the other team took it away.
But and the thing is, when you throw interceptions, you don't want it to be a play like that. Now, the next one, a couple of plays later, where the guy almost made a great play, those are going to happen.
Yeah.
He just wasn't good enough to make the play. And then Watson makes what I think might be my favorite thing he's ever done when he escapes the rush and he looks like he's going to run and he just flips it to Jordan Akins.
Yep.
And I mean, that was just – that's the play – that's one of those plays you look at and say, man, this is what this guy can be. You also have to clean up some of the other stuff, though. I still – there were a few times where he held the ball too long when he didn't need to. Now, part of that was the way the Chargers came after him, and I think one of the reasons he had a good day is the Chargers weren't – they're not a team that blitzes a lot. No, they probably blitz
a little
more.
Well, because their front four is better than most people's front four.
Yeah, but that's – I mean, to me, that's how you get to them. And the Texans kind of went to that weird strategy early where everything was one step, quick pass to just get the ball out, where they weren't really getting any yards. But I do think that worked to slow down the Chargers' rush a little bit, at least as far as blitzing goes. And in the second half, he had time to make plays, and he made some. And it was fun to watch. And I think I'll give the defense credit because – they finally stopped somebody on the last drive. I think the Chargers helped with that. But, you know, that was 2 weeks in a row where the other team got the ball and went right down the field. This time they made them work and managed to get the stop on fourth down, get out of there with a win. I'd still like to see them close out games better than that. Like when you get the ball up 27-20, drive down, get the field goal, put it away.
Yeah.
That you want to see them do that, but – again, considering who they were playing, I think the adjustments they made at halftime, I think it's a damn good win. There's just no way around it.
No, I'm with you. I obviously, they're going to have to figure out, you know, how to contain some of these higher-end receivers. I mean, if you had told me that Keenan Allen would have 13 catches, 183 yards, and two touchdowns, I would have said, oh, that ain't good.
Yeah, about 11 of those were on Joseph, too.
But they did a really good job of stopping the run. The Chargers could never get anything really going in their running game. You know, it's one of those days where it's thank goodness Melvin Gordon's not on that team right now. That helps. Yeah. But
although I like those two guys that they're running
back. I do, too. I do, too. But
they may not be Melvin Gordon, but they give you a nice little mix and match there that you can do. And you know, I don't think there's that huge of a drop-off to those guys, but you know, the reality is you want your best players out there, but who knows when he's coming back.
And the Texans, they've got to get more than 2 yards a carry on the ground. Yeah, I mean, that's
2.2, I think. You know, sell them short.
Sorry. You've got to get more than 2.2 yards.
And that's with Watson taking off and running, too. Usually he kind of skewers the average a little, But and I think part of that is the Chargers are really good on the defensive front. And I think that, obviously, if this is going to be your offensive line moving forward, you've got to run block a little better than that. But they pass block pretty damn well. I thought it was a significant improvement. I don't know that they were – I'm ready to call them good, but they're significantly improved.
And you have to assume
they had a long way to go, too.
That that's the offensive line that they'll plan on rolling with for the foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, and I like that one. I think that's a good one. I think it's a I think that if Howard and Tunsil wind up being your tackles from now on, and they're both good, you know, I like Sharping. I still don't love Nick Martin, but apparently they do.
Right.
But you know, if you can be average in this league right now, an average offensive line is pretty good, because there's just not that many out there that can really be dominant. But you know, that's that. I like that group. We'll see how it plays out in the long run. But
they broke the streak of getting sacked four times in a game. I mean, it was a lot of positives to take away.
And honestly, the second sack was on Watson on that third down play. I mean, he didn't pick up the blitz. He just stood back there and didn't try to get out of the pocket. And it's like, what are you doing? You know, it's just like, okay, don't turn the ball over, was what he was thinking. All right. Well, lots of ways to get in touch with us. Best way is probably Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, and that's really it. I mean, if you want to get on the Facebook page and send a message, maybe Aaron will read it. But a lot more to get to on that game, a lot more around the league, and we'll get to this De'Aaron King thing as well. Los Astros. Boy, I know you were really happy to see the big celebration in the clubhouse. I know that's one of your favorite things. That and parades. You love that.
And after, the worst is when it's you win your wild card game.
Yeah.
And you pop champagne. It's like, dude, come on. You got a job to do. Let's go.
We'll talk about it. Is there music going? Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 live from Tight Ends.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Some of you want to get pre-qualified for a home loan but don't know where to start. How about starting with TexasLending.com? When you get pre-qualified, it's free. You can get fully qualified with one of our underwriters, so when you try to get that home contract, you can close in as fast as 10 days. Call TexasLending.com today for your home purchase and one of the lowest rates in the state of Texas. Call 800-346-8047, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Barry Laminack with The Usual Suspects. Are you tied up with a worthless timeshare? I know it sounded good when you bought it, but no one told you about the escalating maintenance fee, the 18% interest, and the debt that your family would accrue. Look, I used to sell timeshares. I felt bad for selling people stuff that they were going to regret later. I don't want you to feel bad. Call 844-496-1525. Timeshare pros are experts and will scrutinize your timeshare contract to free you from the grips of timeshare scams and traps. They're the best in the industry. They offer free consultation. They have years of experience and 100% guaranteed results. They've helped hundreds of clients get rid of millions of dollars in timeshare debt, and they can help you. Check out their website and testimonials at fixmytimesharenow.com. Again, that's fixmytimesharenow.com, or give them a call, 844-496-1525. That's 844-496-1525. Take it from me. I was in the business. You're not going to get any better than the timeshare pros at fixmytimesharenow.com.
Drink of Ages Pub is my favorite place to grab a pint. You're not going to find any of the big beers there, just excellent craft beer from local and national breweries. 32 taps of badass beer, cider, kombucha, and cold brew coffee to pick you up in the afternoon. Bring in your growler or take home a 32-ounce growler filled with your favorite beer. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m., and we open at noon Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 1005 Wall Drive in Montrose. Drinkofagespub.com. Check out the tap list.
Hey, John Granato here to tell you about the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol. Cheers. Cheers is a Houston-based company offering one of my favorite products on the market. Here's how it works. Cheers restores an after-alcohol aid designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. To use it, just take 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed. You'll feel at least 50% better the next day, guaranteed. And now, as a special gift to ESPN 97.5 listeners, our friends at Cheers are letting you try out Cheers Restore for free. That's right, free. Just go to takecheers.com/97 and take the 30-second quiz to get your free 4-dose sample. All you pay is $1 for shipping. That's takecheers.com/975 to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for free. So listen, if you've been on the fence about trying Cheers for yourself, now's your chance to do so for literally $1. Believe me, you'll be happy you did. Go to takecheers.com/975.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about CBDMD.com. I've been telling you for a while. I'm a big advocate of CBD. I have been for a while. I love this stuff, and I have found my favorite, CBDMD.com. That's where it's at. This is laboratory tested to ensure a clean, safe product, 30-day money-back guarantee. It's all naturally sourced from hemp grown right here in America using organic farming. But this is high-quality stuff. And they've got the CBD Freeze, which is like a roll-on, which has been really helpful for me. CBD Recover after you have a tough workout. And they've got a CBD Revive, which is a moisturizer that I used because I got a sunburn this weekend. So I threw some of that on my neck, and it's actually been very helpful. And, guys, they've got the topicals. They've got they've got oil. They've got gummies. They've got it all. And I have been feeling great since I've been using this CBD MD products. To make it even easier to see what CBD can do for you, CBDMD is offering an ESPN 97.5 listener discount, 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN 975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN 975.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from tight ends in Webster. And if you haven't been out here, now's a good time. Rain slowed down. Go ahead and come on out. Hang out with us. I will say the scenery, very high quality.
Strong.
Lots of snipers, boys. Lots of snipers. So a few other things I want to get to is that Lamont said, I thought O'Brien called one of his better timeouts at the end of the game to regroup the guys. And the Chargers coach probably screwed his team by challenging the PI. Yeah, I thought that was – we talked about it last week that this might be one of the few coaching matchups where you'd rather have O'Brien.
Yeah.
And – no knock on Anthony Lynn, but, yeah, I thought that was a very poor decision to challenge the PI there. Cost you a timeout you were going to wind up needing in a close game. Usually it's Bill O'Brien who makes that mistake.
Yep. MacDaddy, what are your thoughts on O'Brien using Roderick Johnson at tight end for pass protection? I don't have a problem with it. Basically just putting a sixth offensive lineman out there.
Yeah, and it worked. I mean, I think they did a good job in pass protection, much better than what we've seen. I think there's a lot of room for improvement on that line, and that being the case, you know, I think that bodes well for further along. I also think, though, that I think the next game they match up pretty well with Carolina. I'm 2 weeks from now when they play the Falcons, and I know the Falcons are not playing very well. I don't like the way they match up with them. Unless they make some serious improvements in that secondary.
Well, I mean, as far as the Panthers go, and I don't know that we need to get 2 weeks ahead here, but as far as the Panthers go, I think the one difference, the one thing the Panthers bring that they haven't really seen since week one is an elite running back. And, you know, Kamara was definitely that. Christian McCaffrey, if you saw any of that game this week, that guy is an elite running back.
He's been all year. I mean, well, back to last year. But, I mean, he's even – to me, he's taken it to another level this year. And, yeah, I don't know that Kyle Allen can sustain what he did against the Cardinals, who aren't very good.
Listen, it's a lot of – the Cardinals are going to make a lot of bad quarterbacks look good. Let's just say that.
But
I mean, the Texans have a way of doing that, too, in their secondary.
Yeah, and, man – What a good addition Kenny Stills has been for a throw-in on that trade.
He really has.
It makes it look a lot like if he does this all year, isn't that worth the second-round pick?
Yeah,
it is. I'll answer for you. There's no reason to even think about it. If he winds up with close to 1,000 yards out of what would be a second-round pick, that's a good pickup. How many second-round wide receivers do that?
Well, hell, your first-round wide receiver doesn't do that, so.
No. Hey, I didn't say anything about him. But, yeah, I thought it was really they did a good job. I always bag on O'Brien when he does stupid stuff, but I thought they did a really good job of taking advantage of the fact that the Chargers were down to donkey safeties and in attacking those guys. They made some big plays doing that. And, you know, for once they went after a team's weakness and it worked.
Yeah, I think the Chargers, besides not being able to run the ball, no secondary receiver really stepped up for the Chargers. I mean, Mike Williams had some ugly drops.
Benjamin dropped.
Travis Benjamin sucks, man. Yeah. They gave that dude a lot of money, and he sucks. Like, that's on name alone, is that guy any good? Like, he was a high draft pick, but he's not good.
No, and, I think the one thing that really turned the game, obviously, was Merciless's strip sack. I think when you look at the matchups, I think that was the most dominant one, was the Houston defensive line against the Chargers offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the deciding factors. But you know what? That's, I'm encouraged that because I can see a lot of things that can be fixed that didn't go well. Like, I think Watson can make better decisions and not throw the ball into coverage when he's outside the pocket and just wing it down there like he did. Those are little things that you can clean up. I think the offensive line can clean up some things. And I think can get better going forward. But they've got to find a solution for what they do with Jonathan Joseph if he's going to get picked on like that.
Well, I will say, if you had told me you were going to win two out of your first three, I think most Texans fans would have been happy with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, especially considering you were at the Saints and at the Chargers, two quality opponents, and to get to play them both tough on the road and to get the win against Jacksonville, which may have been their ugliest performance yet, but they still got a win. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah. And I mean, I frankly would be happy if they go 1-1 in the next two, and they'll be in a good spot.
Well, if they go 1-1 in the next two, that means they're going to Kansas City. Whether they go 1-1 or 0-2 or 2-0, they're going to Kansas City. I don't know if that's a good spot for this team, the way they're built. But if they do go 1-1, then they've given themselves at least some kind of a cushion. Although I will say this, man, and I guess we can look at the rest of the division a little bit. And, you know, we talked about the Jags and Titans earlier, but that's a good win for the Colts.
It is.
Jacoby Brissett is he Andrew Luck? No. But he's good. I mean, he looked really good.
And I think the drop-off from Luck to him is not nearly what people thought it was
going
to be. And that's not a knock on Andrew Luck. I think it just shows how much Jacoby's developed.
Yeah.
And he's turned into a really good quarterback. And I mean, they've got a good team around him, too. And I just love the way they use Quentin Nelson. They just run behind that guy and run behind that guy, and he just crushes human beings. But I also think there's something to Road Falcon in the first half. It's like they don't show up until halftime.
Yep.
But that aside, I still think it was a really good win.
Well, and the Colts also lost on that same field that the Texans just played on. So
Yeah. But I do think that I think those two teams are probably maybe separate a little bit. I'm not ready to throw Jacksonville in the trash yet, especially if Gardner Minshew continues to be a revelation.
If Jalen Ramsey is sick, that's going to be a problem, right?
Yeah, well, I hope they get that worked out. I think he should just stay there, and they should pay him and work the whole thing out. D-Trent asked, do you think the ability to challenge a PI is a bad thing? Coaches are challenging PI non-calls early in the first quarter and losing challenges for the rest of the game. No, I don't think it's a bad thing. Just be sure. Make better challenges. I mean, a guy's hand in the back is not going to get called.
It's got to be obvious.
It's got to be, a tackle or, you just run over a guy. I mean, it's going to have to be something that they look at and go, okay, yeah, there's no way we can ignore that.
Yeah.
And as a coach, you should know that. And they've been pretty clear about it, especially when it comes to pass interference, that it's going to take something egregious. And in that case, that wasn't – I mean, for one thing, I didn't think it was pass interference to begin with, and it wasn't nearly egregious enough to see something like that overturned. Because pass interference to me – I like the idea that it's challengeable because it's the most punitive penalty out there.
It is.
And I don't think it always – the penalty doesn't always fit the crime. Sometimes the punishment is 60 yards because the guy underthrew the ball and you didn't look up fast enough and the player runs into you. I like the idea of being able to challenge that, something that can impact a game that much, that can flip the field that much. But coaches have to be smarter about it. And that was one yesterday where as soon as – even the idiots that were doing the broadcast were even saying, "What the hell are you doing?" When that happens,
you mean the idiots that said Deshaun Watkins?
Yeah, Deshaun Watkins. He's my favorite player. Okay, so some additional breaking news on De'Eriq King, who it came out earlier that he was going to redshirt.
Like that means he's done playing for the year.
For the year, yeah. Which okay, and then there was talk that he might transfer. Well, now apparently he and Keith Corbin are both going to redshirt, take the rest of the year off, come back next year as seniors.
At Houston,
yes.
Here's
the quote from King. "I came here to play football for the University of Houston. That is not changing. After carefully thinking through this process with my family and Coach Holgorsen, I've decided the opportunity to redshirt this season gives me the best chance to develop as a player, earn my degree, and set me up for the best success in the future. I'm looking forward to be a part of the success of this program going forward." I wouldn't have been mad at him if he'd transferred.
I wouldn't either. But isn't this a little bit odd? Like, okay, so the team's not as good as you hoped or thought it would be. So after a few games, you're just like, okay. It's like hitting reset on the PlayStation when you're down 17-0 early in the game. You're like, that didn't happen. That didn't really happen. It just seems like a really odd choice, doesn't it?
Well, it seems an odder choice that he's staying. I mean, if you were going to do that so you could play somewhere else next year, I mean, he could pretty much write his own ticket, as far as where he could transfer to. And get to a high-profile program. But it also, to me, it makes sense because this is your last year. The best you're looking at this point is you get into some scummy bowl where you get beat by Army by 73 again. And is that really what the goal of your college career is going to be? Because they're not going to win the conference.
And I think De'Eriq King has NFL aspirations. And I guess I can't – now that we've seen these dwarf quarterbacks come through and have some success, it's hard for me to say that –
he's basically Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's hard to say that he doesn't have a shot at the NFL. But obviously this season isn't going to be a good sample for him.
No.
Like if this is the last thing that scouts and coaches have to look at of him, they're not going to be all that impressed.
And, he's coming off a really bad injury from last year, which doesn't look like it's affected him running the football, but he hasn't been the same passer this year. And I don't know if that's just not meshing with the new offense or
if it's just learning the new offense.
I think it makes a lot of sense, and this team's going to be a lot better next year. They got a bunch of transfers that are sitting out, especially on defense. And, you're kind of punting on the season, but would you rather have an opportunity to do something bigger next year? And if he wound up going somewhere else, again, I think that's his right, and I wouldn't be pissed at him for it. But he winds up staying. I think we were saying all along that they'll be better next year when he gets some of these kids in. Defensively, they're just not.
Imagine you're the quarterback that's going to take over for this year, knowing that
he's back next year.
He's back next year, and it really, no matter how well you play, it doesn't really matter.
Mm. Well, you get your chance to play. That's
the
thing.
But I mean, everybody's like, okay, next year I'll take over the job, and now it's like, well, now I get to do this with this bad team, and maybe Derek's going to come back with a better team, and then what are they going to do? Go back to me?
Yeah, I think, but there's nothing guaranteed for next year. They got a bunch of more recruits coming in. Just, if you get the job this year, it's your chance to play. Go show them how good you can be. And then you can transfer somewhere. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Business owners, did you know your website could be causing you more harm than good? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, a leading web design firm right here in Houston. Maybe you've taken a shot of designing the website yourself or hired somebody overseas for $100. If that's you, it's time to get your website done right with SiteJab. Call 713-999-4661, 713-999-4661, and get a custom-built website made by SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661.
Geico Radio Commercial Number 3955.
Geico is hiring claims agents at our Houston office. Here, hard work doesn't just get you a pat on the back. It gets you opportunities to grow and learn new skills. Work in an inclusive culture and with supervisors who have your back.
Could you speak up?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, how do I apply?
Oh, keep reading.
Oh! Geico is hiring. Go online to geico.job/Houston to apply today.
John Granato here from my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. You have to improve your house or your business. You will not resell that house, and people will stop visiting your business unless it's nice. Put in that new outdoor kitchen or patio. Put in that vanity. Put in that countertop. You have to upgrade. Otherwise, you're not going to make money, or you're not going to make money on the sale of that house. Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
Hey, Houston, it's Dennis from C&D Scrap Metal. And a lot has changed since C&D first opened its doors in 1979. Just as Houston has grown into one of the largest cities in the country, C&D has grown into one of the largest family-owned scrap metal recyclers. Come see us and bring all your scrap metal to our new 7.5-acre state-of-the-art facility at 6775 Bingle Road, conveniently located off of 290 in Northwest Houston, or on the web at cdscrapmetal.com. We'll pay you top dollar for all your scrap metal, and we're going to pay you in $2 bills.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Hey folks, David Gow here again to talk about Texas Citizens Bank. Here's the deal. Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. If you need to finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit, you've got to go to Texas Citizens Bank. And just like Gow Media, Texas Citizens Bank is a locally owned and locally managed bank. They know how Houstonians do business. They're really good bankers, and they're good people too. You will love what they can do for your company. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, as you heard. Tight ends in League City, 2502 Gulf Freeway, south side. So if you've never been here, come check it out. You owe it to yourself to get out here. And if you're just getting off work, the sun's shining now, the rain stopped, so it's a perfect time for you to come on out to tight ends. And today is Monday Madness.
What's that mean, Fred? Tell the people what that means.
$6.99 burger, which I just had. Really good. And also Modelo pints for $4.
All right.
And plenty of fantastic scenery. So,
and that's what matters.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Most dudes are into that sort of thing.
Yeah, some aren't. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to judge you if you're not into that sort of thing. If you're not, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But let's face it, most dudes, they're into that sort of thing.
Well, I would say the quality is
high.
Extremely impressive.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, they grow them nice down here in my old neck of the woods. That's all. So
if only you looked like this in your underwear, Fred, it would be.
Yeah, that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would never leave the house.
I don't want to hang out with you more.
I wouldn't leave the house. I'd be there by myself the whole time. So, yeah, we touched on your Astros a little bit. And kind of we knew all along they were going to clinch.
Yeah, so that's why I don't understand. I mean, we've been saying for months now the bigger goal is having the best record, right?
Yeah.
Then why are you throwing champagne around when that's not locked up yet?
Well, I think – well, it's just a baseball thing. It's always so annoying that they celebrate every single round. But in – you know, for a long-ass season – yeah, you know, getting into 162 games. I mean, I'm okay with you celebrating getting to the playoffs, but especially since you're gonna win the division, you're actually in the playoffs. You're not in the wild card thing.
Yeah,
that celebrating the wild card thing. Okay,
that's the worst.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think it was a foregone conclusion, but they should enjoy themselves a little bit. To me, I would always feel like, you know what? We have a lot more to accomplish.
Yeah, let's celebrate when we finish this thing.
Yeah.
I guess I'm an old man when it comes to
I am kind of that way too, but I don't mind it. I just feel like you have so much more to prove. And, you know, celebrating this is your goal, okay. But we'll see. And then they'll celebrate after they win the 5-game series, and they'll celebrate if they beat the Yankees. And Smith, what did you think of Watson clearly throwing the ball backwards at the ground? We talked about that at the top. That was just a dumb football play.
Yeah.
There's just no excuse for that. And that's the kind of stuff you you got to clean up, man. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We'll be happy to take those.
So many different reports on the De'Aaron King thing. I mean,
I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, maybe it's too early for us to say what's going to happen, but I guess the initial report was he was just leaving UH. That's what his dad said, basically, was he's out of here.
No, what they said was he was going to meet with Coach Holgorsen and then make a decision.
Right. No, his dad said he was leaving, and then De'Aaron said, no, that's not final. You know, I'm meeting with the coach. We're not done with this yet. But just a very odd turn of events.
Yeah,
and somebody said he should go to he should redshirt and transfer to Oklahoma. That's probably the best move you could have.
Yeah, but you know what? They love that true freshman there. That I mean, he pushed Jalen Hurts. And I mean, that guy is going to be really good. So there's no guarantee.
What are they going to do? Have him for more than a year? Are you crazy?
Who knows?
But it's not what they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, he basically brings in somebody every year. They win the Heisman, and then they move on to another one. But. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to follow all this while we're on the air, but, you know, I think that the kid should do what's best for him, and if I think he thinks redshirting is going to make him a better player, whether it's here or somewhere else, okay.
Yeah, I can't really blame him at this point. And De'Aaron King is one of those guys who, I mean, is there another group of five player who's even close to the profile of that guy?
No.
No. I mean, so I can't fault him if he wants to go. And
yeah, but if he decides he wants to come back next year when they're a little more loaded on the other side of the ball, a little more manageable schedule, another year in the system, another year to get removed from that injury.
You know who might have been smart to do that last year was Ed Oliver.
Yeah, well, but Ed Oliver was always going to be a top 15 draft.
Yeah, that's true.
So you don't stick around for that. But I don't know what De'Aaron King's going to be as an NFL player. Nope. I certainly don't think he's a first rounder. But, you know, maybe he develops into that. We'll see. Somebody said, I thought the Astros looked like they've been there before. Even Hinch said they have three series to win once the postseason is over. I also heard an awful lot of, oh, we're going to have the Cy Young winner, and oh, we're going to have this.
Yeah.
There was a lot of celebrating going on, and, you know, that's okay. I mean, the fans enjoyed it, so that's all that really matters, right?
That's what matters.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Jay Garcia says, need to check that place out next time I head down to Mom's in Lamarck. Yeah, this is it's on the way. And I think you'll like it. There's lots of TVs. The Monday special going on right now. You can come check that out. Wednesday, they have Heisman Honeys dress up for the girls. And Fridays are Lingerie Fridays.
Today's not Lingerie Monday?
No. This is.
I'll be honest. I would. This looks like Lingerie Monday to me. I don't know the rules around here, but.
Yeah, I'm for either
most
way.
Most of these chicks are wearing underwear, is what it appears to me.
Well,
so that seems. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I guess they, like, lace gets added to everything.
That look right there. That's lace.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, I'm
telling you, Fred. This is Lingerie Monday.
I think every day is
every day's a holiday here at Tight Ends.
Somebody says you're a lady part if you agree with Houston's quarterback leaving after two or three games because his team isn't good enough.
I guess I'm a lady part then because I'm a big believer in doing what's best for you in the future.
Well,
because
and again, it's not as simple as he's just leaving after two or three games because he doesn't think the team is good enough. He's also thinking about his future. He's thinking about, maybe this isn't going to be the year, but next year I feel a lot better about it and I can improve.
And he may think, man, I've seen three games of Dana Holgerson's system. I'm not really a fit for this. So,
yeah, and if that was the case, then yeah, it would make sense if he were leaving. But if he decides he is a fit, but he needs more time to develop.
I don't have a problem with it either way.
No,
and you knew this was going to be kind of one of the. Well, maybe you didn't know that this was going to be kind of one of the things that stemmed from the 4 year redshirt thing or the 4 game redshirt thing. Maybe you didn't. We didn't think about this as a consequence at the time, but
well,
maybe
because you don't usually see it with these high profile players,
right?
But it makes a lot of sense, frankly.
Yeah.
If you know if you're not ready for the NFL and you think another year is going to help you, especially. And he says, realistically, how many times will they get to celebrate in their career? Such a long season. Let them have fun.
They celebrated like the same way last year.
Yeah,
I mean,
they celebrated. They get to celebrate at least two more times, maybe three this year.
Imagine every time that Fred and I won the ratings thing, that we went in my office and just started spraying champagne every year, every single time.
We'd run out of champagne months ago. So, no, I mean. Look, get it. You guys can, if you want to enjoy it, go right ahead. That's your business. I wish that they. I don't know. I just think they have bigger goals, and you know, I'm not against an excuse to party, but it's always struck me as weird that they do it every single round.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's music.
It is.
I'm gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Barry Labanek here. Are you tied up with a worthless timeshare? Look, I know it sounded good when you bought it, but no one told you about the escalating maintenance fee. No one mentioned the 18% interest and that debt that your family would accrue. Yeah, none of that was told to you. Now you no longer want your timeshare and you can't get out of it. Here's what I want you to do. Call 844-496-1525. That's my guys over at the Timeshare Pros. Let their timeshare lawyers get you the cancellation that you want. Timeshare Pros are experts and will scrutinize your timeshare contract to free you from the grips of timeshare scams and traps. Timeshare Pros offer free consultation, years of expertise, and a 100% guaranteed result. They've helped hundreds of clients get rid of millions of dollars in timeshare debt. Check out their website and the testimonials at fixmytimesharenow.com. Again, that's fixmytimesharenow.com. Or call them 844-496-1525. That's 844-496-1525. Stop being enslaved by a timeshare contract. Call Timeshare Pros today.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. Dial **EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. That's **EYE. Dial **eye.
Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. Pair any of our made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. Are you ready for some football? Get to the ultimate sports lodge and experience football season at Twin Peaks. With our wall-to-wall TVs, you'll never miss a play. 5 locations in the Houston area. Find out more info at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey Houston, it's Mario Lopez, and I've got a new home and a new show you don't want to miss. Access Daily, weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. Access Daily goes direct to the source, taking you past your newsfeed and onto the scene. We are breaking down stories from Hollywood and beyond, all with a fresh point of view. Houston, if you really want access, you've got to get it on the Daily. Weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 everywhere. Watch on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity.
Houston, we have a baseball championship to defend, and it's in Sugarland. Make a short drive to catch a Sugarland Skeeters playoff game this week. The first game is Tuesday at 6:35. Enjoy playoff happy hour, $2 beers before the first pitch, and post-game fireworks sponsored by Mod Pizza. Wednesday's first pitch is at 6:35, also with playoff happy hour. Skeeters playoff tickets are only $10 for field box seats and $18 all-you-can-eat. The Skeeters Championship Defense is sponsored by Evolution RX Pharmacy. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for tickets.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple people, like somebody says, they celebrated because they finish on the road. No, they celebrated because they clinched the division. Had nothing to do with them going on the road.
Yeah, they weren't out there with the fans.
No. Hardly consider ratings comparable to winning a division. In our world, it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, but hey, we act like we've done it before because we have. Yeah, this is really – this Derek King story is kind of interesting to me because
– Oh, it's incredibly interesting.
It really could be a very shrewd move on their part, because I know that he's got a bunch of transfers sitting out this year that are going to help the defense, including a five-star kid from Alabama. They've got a couple offensive linemen. I mean, so if you just look at it and say, you know what, we're looking at 6-6 here. Let me get better. Let me work on it.
Yeah.
And see. And that being the case, you come back next year with a better opportunity to do some more damage.
But it's essentially tanking this year.
Yeah, which I don't know that it's tanking. He's got some pretty good kids who can play that position. They're not Derek King. But
he's saying other guys are doing it with him.
Well, yeah, one guy, Keith Corbin, a receiver. But they still have pretty good receivers. So
where are we at now? If I were saying favorite or underdog for the rest of the schedule without Derek King at North Texas?
I would have said UH would have been favored in that game.
I don't
game.
Think so now, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to look at the lines now and find out.
Home Cincinnati. You're a dog.
Yeah, you're a dog there.
At Connecticut,
no,
you're favored.
Yeah.
And if you lose to Connecticut, Dana Holgorsen just pack your bag, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that would be an embarrassment to God and everybody.
Home SMU, you're not favored.
SMU's got a good team.
SMU's legit.
Yeah.
At Central Florida, you're not favored.
No. No.
Home Memphis, you're not favored.
Nope.
At Tulsa?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Tulsa's
not
bad. It's a pick 'em maybe?
Tulsa's not bad. I think Tulsa's favored there.
And then home Navy.
I don't think you're favored against Navy. Although this isn't – oh, wow. The North Texas line opened -1.5. It's now North Texas -6.
Dude. So, yeah. You're talking about – I mean, you could be looking at – 2-10, or, you know, I mean, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically just saying, well, this year doesn't matter.
You know what? I think I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I mean, once you lost that game to Tulane, you weren't going to win the conference.
Now, here's when you say, yeah, I'm okay with it, here would be my retort, because you've been one of these guys in the past who wants UH to be seen as bigger than the average group of five school. This would never happen at a Power Five school, I don't think.
I don't know.
Your nobody's star quarterback.
Nobody's thought
just
to do
is
it
like,
before.
Well, I'll pass. Nobody's
thought to do it before. What if Texas had lost to Louisiana Tech and LSU and started off and basically start off 0-4? You don't think they'd think maybe Ellinger should sit out?
No.
See, I think this is it sets a trend, and I don't think it's a bad trend. And especially when you have one guy like that who's that good. So, I think it's, you know, I'm intrigued by the decision, frankly. And I think it, if it works out, you may see more schools do it.
Well, I guess, I mean, if it works out, is how do you measure that?
Well, next year if they come back and win a whole bunch of games and win the conference and go to a big bowl game, it worked out. Because that's not happening this year. No matter what.
No.
You keep those guys out there, the best you're looking at is maybe 7 wins and a crap bowl. So
it's got to make recruiting tough this year.
Well, they've got a pretty good class already coming in. So, I mean, we'll see if it affects it.
I can't imagine a team goes 2-10 or 3-9 and it's unaffected.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an interesting
story.
And
I think they're going to win a couple more games in there than we're giving them credit for, but they're not going to be favored.
No.
So.
And I think if they're dogs at North Texas, they'll be a dog at Tulsa, too. So that means the only game left that they'll be favored at is Connecticut, which, again, if you lose to UConn, I don't care who's playing quarterback.
Sorry, distracted.
Yeah.
What? I was distracted. My Lord. I get that they clinched, but do you think the Angels would appreciate the Astros celebrating in their visitors' locker room? That happens all the time, Chief.
Yeah.
It's wherever you get it done. So, yeah, I don't, you know, I listen, you guys, why do you care that we think it's Bush League that they celebrated?
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, they obviously had fun. You obviously had fun with it. We have a different opinion. Who cares?
You got to see guys in their ski goggles and spraying champagne on each other. If that's what makes you happy, then good. It was a good thing for you.
Yeah. So
it's much like parades to me. I think it's a giant waste of time.
Unless you're a kid.
Yeah. Parades are good for children.
Parades are good for children. And, you know, celebrations are good for children.
Yeah. I've been against parades for a long time, though. And I've been against these celebrations for a long time.
Yeah. And I've kind of come around because I used to... I mean, I
used to think I was a sourpuss.
Yeah, but I do think that there's just it's just so much, and especially if you so.
Like, I mean, how long ago did you know you were going to win the division? We've known for a while the Astros are winning the division, so that's why we've said, well, they've got a bigger goal now, which is to get home field advantage, you know, for the playoffs. I mean, if you want to have a little celebration when you clinch that, okay. Do that. But even then, now it's like, let's celebrate when we win something. Yeah, to me, the Astros now they've got bigger things to worry about. And I'm not saying it's just the Astros. All these teams do it. I just think it's stupid for all of them to do it.
I think it's stupid for the Yankees to do it.
Yeah. The Dodgers, I mean, listen.
Now, if you're somebody.
The Dodgers go in every year after the NLCS and spray champagne on each other just to get their asses kicked. Stop doing it.
Yeah, especially in their case. I think until I want a World Series, I think I might just hold
off
on the
different
celebrations. Tongue Dark Chris says, my favorite thing is when listeners try to get you all to change your opinions. It's not that. There's a bunch of people who want to hear us reinforce what they believe, and that's not always going to be
always
the case.
Happen.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Said you don't see a team like the Cardinals doing that. Sure you do.
Yeah, you do.
Everybody does it.
They all do it.
Yeah. Every team does it. And the only reason that it's a topic is because it was the Astros yesterday.
Yep.
So, you know, I think if you're a team, like when the Astros first made the playoffs, after all those years of 100 lost seasons, I could see that.
Oh, that's a reason to celebrate.
And, you know, just even just getting to the wild card was a big deal. And so I had no problem with that. I think you were kind of saying you shouldn't celebrate that, but that's okay. That was 2015, right?
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Well, I'm getting a lot of, like, Tuesday texters today. Astros fans are so sensitive. It's so funny. And a lot of them probably hadn't seen more than five games before the World Series. So
Ryan says, knowing your stance on Notre Dame football, did Saturday tell you more about Notre Dame or more about Georgia? It's a good question. I mean, Notre Dame is – they're basically what I thought they were. But they did play really hard in the first half. Georgia disappointed me, particularly in the second half when they could have started to kind of roll on those guys.
I thought they'd wear them down more than they did.
Well, I still think that. I mean, Kirby Smart, it was a very dumb decision. You're 4th-and-1, and you've got the best run game in the entire country. I mean, you've got the best offensive line. You've got one of the best running backs. You've got the best rushing attack in the country. You've got Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame is gassed, which, by the way, we've got to figure out a solution to this guys falling down on the field and faking injuries when they're getting run all over. I mean, it's just pathetic at this point. And Notre Dame did it twice to stop drives. There's got to be some sort of penalty to it, you know. I mean, and it's so blatant because, you know, they're lining up and then one guy pats another guy on the shoulder and then he just falls down and acts like he's – I mean, it's – give me a break. That dude should be suspended for the next game, in my opinion.
I think the only way to fix it is if a guy gets hurt or fakes getting hurt, he's got to sit out the rest of that offensive series.
Or the rest – I mean, hell, the rest of the quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you want to punish guys who actually get hurt that much. But for if you – especially because there's no way to tell.
I mean, if you're that hurt, then isn't it a player safety issue? Let them sit out a quarter? Big deal.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes guys get stingers. Sometimes they get, you know, bone bruises that you can get right back in the game.
It's okay, just, well, I'll give you that. The rest of the series, it works for me.
The rest of the offensive series, you can't come back in.
And I think you'd see a lot less of that. Or you'd have guys out there who are just – that's their only job is to be the fall guy. Like guys who fight in hockey, like you got one job to beat somebody up.
Yeah.
You got goons basically in college football who, hey, it's your turn to fall down, guy.
And but then, you know what? No matter – how deep your roster is, unless you're Alabama.
Right. It's going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt you if you lose that many guys and you can't do it. You maybe can get by with it once, but you lose two of your starting defensive linemen for it.
But back to my point, I thought Georgia not going for it on 4th-and-1 and kicking the field goal there to make it a 6-point lead and giving Notre Dame a chance, I thought that was very dumb. And, of course, the broadcast was like, what a brilliant move by Kirby Smart, because now – you can't tie it with a field goal. You've got to have they've got to get a touchdown to beat you now.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if you go and score a touchdown there, the game is over. You don't have to worry about them scoring or them kicking. It doesn't matter what they do because you've won the game. So I was disappointed in the way Georgia called that second half. But I don't know. I didn't really change my mind about either team. I think that Notre Dame played a really good game. I don't think Notre Dame's very good, but they played a really good game.
Yeah, there's a lot of college to get to. We'll do the NFL next when we come back. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, live from Tight Ends here in League City.